Why are you checking all the ice cream labels, Don?
I'm looking for an ingredient called ice structuring protein, Yael. It keeps ice crystals from forming.
That sounds pretty technical.
Yeah, but it's better than calling it antifreeze.
Antifreeze?
It's not like the antifreeze you'd put in your car. That's ethylene glycol, and it's poisonous. This antifreeze protein comes from animals like fish, spiders, and insects.
That doesn't sound very tasty.
Well, they're not adding fish and bugs to the ice cream, only protein. You see, in the 1950s, scientists wondered why some Arctic fish could survive in waters cold enough to freeze their blood. It wasn't until the late 1960s that glycoproteins that inhibited freezing were discovered. These proteins attach to particular surfaces on an ice crystal and can prevent it from growing and rupturing in animals' cells. Since that time, five different types of antifreeze proteins have been found in flounders, smelt, herring, and other fish.
And insects, too.
Yes, research in the last 10 years has found dozens of insects and spiders with antifreeze proteins. Some insects are freeze-tolerant down to minus 40 to minus 94 degrees Fahrenheit.
Wow, that's pretty amazing.
Even more amazing is that scientists have found an Alaskan beetle that can survive temperatures down to minus 104 degrees Fahrenheit. Instead of glycoproteins, the beetle uses another kind of molecule made of sugar and fatty acids to keep from freezing, called xylomannan. Scientists think it works in a different way than the glycoprotein, but more research is needed to find out exactly what it does.
I don't have to worry about finding beetles in my ice cream, do I?
Not anytime soon.
This moment of science comes from Indiana University.
There are hundreds more moments of science on our website at amomentofscience.org. I'm Don Glass.
And I'm Yael Cassander.